When school's out, teens have more freedom to get around. It's one of the reasons why, according to the AAA Foundation, the days between Memorial Day and Labor Day are the deadliest for teen drivers. During this time period over the past 5 years, more than 5,000 people nationwide have died in crashes involving teen drivers. Of those crashes, 60% involve distracted driving.
If you consider what leads to the crash, talking to people in the vehicle, 15% of crashes. Talking, texting, or operating a phone, 12% of crashes. Looking at something inside the vehicle, 11% of crashes.
Elizabeth Carey, spokeswoman for the AAA of Western and Central New York, says their study reveals a disturbing increase of smartphone use behind the wheel, including texting and social media activity such as FaceTiming.
The recent study by the AAA Foundation shows that nearly half of teen drivers do admit that they've read a text message or an email while driving in the past 30 days.
Carey says many students they interact with at high schools report their parents use cell phones behind the wheel as well. Parents are urged to lead by example and reach an agreement with their kids to avoid phones while driving, even locking them in the trunk if they are that tempting. There's one positive trend involving drunk driving. Carey says it's because there is a stigma attached to DWI, a stigma that needs to be attached to texting and driving. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.